You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
Right, you are now listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. I am Mike, and here is the update. Michelle Obama's depressed. Beirut blew up. The election is looking like it's going to be crazy. COVID-19 is still here. We're going to talk about it all. Yes. But how are you doing? How you doing out there? You holding up? I hope you are. I hope you're doing good. And the smarter of us, the more crafty of us are probably getting some paper out here these days. You know? But most of us, a lot of us, are wondering what's next. What challenge is next? You know? Because it's crazy out here. But don't lose hope. Don't you lose no hope. Hope floats. And we're going to float through this. Just like we have historically. Just like we have in recent times, even. But hold your head up. Be strong. Never, ever give up hope. So as I said, this is an update. I'm going to do this episode every once in a while. You know, not making a specific target category like I usually do, but Beirut, let's go ahead and start there. Did you see the video when Beirut blew up? Now, the latest is that it was in a Russian tanker, ammonium. I'll have to take a look at it and see what it is. But ammonium nitrate, was it? But yeah. I think that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. That size of explosion on the planet while I'm alive. And of course, you know, there have been others. But yeah, ammonium nitrate is what I was looking for. So they said a Russian tanker has been sitting there for 7 years. Now, did somebody hit it? Or did some dude, you know, didn't know what was in there, was walking by smoking a cigarette, flicked his cigarette out over there and blew up half the city? I've seen several videos. I saw a bride getting her wedding pictures done. And boom, glass splattering everywhere. I watched a woman being rolled into the delivery room when Beirut blew up. Can you imagine, for those of us that are parents, having a baby just is getting crowned and it's happening, it's about to happen, you dilated fully, they rushing you in there, the husband is videotaping, and boom, right? Earth, man, earth. Earth is a crazy place, but like I said, we're not going to give up hope. We're not going to give up ever, because we're humans and we are resilient. Never ever will we quit. Never ever will we stop living, learning, persevering, and pushing through these trying times. But, you know, the death toll is up. There's people missing. This is a huge tragedy. Huge, huge tragedy. And just another thing, right? And I don't say that meaning to minimize it, but another thing we have to worry about are terrorists targeting ammonium nitrate storage places, huh? So we need right now, right? Terrorist, if you're listening, can you just chill right now? Can we just chill? There's a worldwide pandemic. I know you got beefs. I know you're feeling some kind of way and devout and radical, but can you just chill? And I mean that to domestic and foreign terrorists alike. Chill. If that's what happened. Some say it was an accident. It's still being investigated. Who knows? Who knows? We'll find out though. At least what they want us to know, right? Yeah. But my heart goes out. My prayers goes out. My positive vibes and thoughts go out to all of those out there in Lebanon, out there in Beirut, out there in that region. I'm sorry for you. My heart feels for you. Michelle Obama says she has low grade depression, I think it was. Right? You know, when I first saw that, I felt some kind of way about that. Low grade depression. Not that she's not entitled. She's a human being, right? And I have been depressed before, but only after death. You know, when my nana died, broke me. And I grew up on the streets of Harlem in the South Bronx, running around Brooklyn, New York City. And I thought I was prepared because I had seen so much death. I have dealt with so much death. I had processed so much death. But when Nana passed, when Nana died, put me in a hole. And I understand not wanting to get out of bed. I understand, you know, I never had no suicidal feelings or nothing like that. But just feeling like you don't want to do nothing with nobody and nothing. That's just it. And some people go past that into the suicidal realm. And like I said, I feel for you. I pray for you. I hope you never go there. Hope there's not another suicide on earth. But I have a theory about suicide too. And death as a whole. I made a rough draft, if you will. An episode about death. Go check it out. But yeah. But I think to myself when I first saw that. Is this a political play? Right? Are they bringing attention? Is this one of the chess moves, you know, trying to get Biden in there? But that was not my initial thought. My initial thought was, why? You a former first lady. You're mad successful. You seem to be in great physical shape. You chilling in Martha's Vineyard right now. The world is your oyster. How could you not be happy, past happy, elated, joyous, euphoric? How could you be depressed? And when I thought through that, okay, because I try to give everything a fair, you know, true analysis so I can come to a true hypothesis. What if you feel, if you're an empathetic person, if you're a feeling person, if you are a sounding board even for the world's tragedies, there are some people that just feel the weight of the planet on them. And having had the positions and responsibility that she had and still has as a former first lady and a public figure, maybe she's feeling the weight of the things we know and maybe some things that we don't know because she's on inside circles, right? Maybe she's feeling the weight and helpless that she can't fix it just like I want to. But if you've listened to any of my other episodes, you know, I'm looking for you, utopia. Where's utopia? Can somebody point me in the direction? Because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And I hate to say I want to abandon this planet and give up, because I don't, because I never want to give up hope. But it's such a overwhelming and daunting task to bring Earth and its people to a euphoric place. You know, that's, you know, all I'm saying. To a utopic place, to a utopia where everybody's happy, everybody's peaceful, there's no crime and there's no pain. You know, wouldn't that be great? Right. So to Mrs. Obama, if you ever listen to this, I do wish you strength and power and peace, you know, This is not your egg to fry. This is not your war to win. But I'm feel you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always optimistic. The glass is always half full. So that, knowing that, and the tragedies of the history of planet Earth, just planet Earth, and I'm not talking just as a black man, just as the race issue, because Black Lives Matter is popping. It's everywhere. It's on streets. It's on face masks. It's on everything. And it's a movement, and it's happening. It's great to be alive while this is happening. You know, I was just born in the 60s, so I didn't really get to do that. You know. But I just want utopia, y'all. That's really all I want. But moving on. Yeah. Unemployment. Politicians and politics, especially the career ones like Pelosi, like Schumer, like McConnell. You know, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, they have a lot of control and a lot of say, right? But they fucking around with people's money. Okay? It's a week in August 2020. And they cannot come to a resolution or an agreement to get unemployment, you know, that little extra money. I think it was $600, something like that. They can't come to the stimulus agreement. What's wrong with these humans? And now I get it, right? Because, you know, conservatives, Republicans want to slide in their joint and all they wish lists on the bill. And on the flip side, Democrats want to flip everything into this bill. But the way it's being positioned, and it's very biased if you look at any of the major news outlets, CNN's, the Fox News's, you know, and those are the major two, right? Let's be honest. I mean, if you look at them, they both say different things, right? One say the, you know, Fox says the Democrats are holding things up. They want too much. And then CNN says the Republicans are holding up. They want too much. But when you really start looking into it as I have, and I'm not biased, the Democrats do want to give the people the money and have for a while. But the staunch, dug-in Republicans, and keep in mind, Congress, Senate, all of these politicians are living well. Okay? They're all well-to-do. So they can't really relate. Some of them maybe have pulled themselves up from by their bootstraps from poverty, but not many. Okay? So they don't understand the plight of the everyday person and how we continue to elect these same people. And part of me understands because they have the means to generate income and put themselves at the forefront of our memory, of our minds. And then when we see the names, because we've seen them on ads and you know, focused advertisements, the name looks familiar, you know, and some of us just lazy. We just vote the ticket, right? Republican or Democrat, red or blue. So, because the political process, just like everything else in America, involves a lot of red tape, a lot of details, and you really have to get involved to understand. You have to read and research, and information is out there, or most of the surface information that they want the general public, the GP, to know. But who are you going to vote for? Seemingly, we have two choices. Please, please, go back and listen to the, I think it was episode right before this, presidential election 2020. Hear that episode, because, wow, you know, and it just keeps getting better and better. Today, or yesterday, rather, the Democratic nominee, or supposedly, seemingly, Joe Biden basically said that the black population was not diverse and Latino was so diverse. Of course, the Republican nominee and current president, Trump, blasted him for it and was like, hey, how could he say something so dumb? And I tend to agree with him. And that's because if you listen to the prior episode, Joe ain't all there. Joe Biden is not all there. Lifelong career politician that we keep electing, pushing 80, and his mental faculties are declining. How are they going to prop him up and continue to hide him for the next few months until the election happens is amazing. It's going to be like a magic trick. It's going to be like a magic trick trying to prop him up. Because he puts his foot in his mouth, his ass. He puts his whole ass in his mouth whenever he speaks publicly right now. And it's clear Joe is not all there. And I am not the only one who's saying this. And I wish I didn't have to say this. I wish the Democratic Party presented a more capable, competent individual. And out of the large group that we started with, we should have done better. And now we're considering nominating some of those same contenders, presidential contenders, for vice president, knowing that Joe ain't gonna make it. So if they can get this far, and I know that's their strategy, right? That's their strategy. If they can get that far, then get Joe out of there. So we're really, the VP in this election is probably the next president. Right? Yeah. So, moving on. The elephant in the room. And what will be the remainder of this particular episode? Because COVID-19, SARS-2, coronavirus, WTF. It's still here. And I got to tell you, you know, I read a lot. I research a lot. Check out the news and the medical establishments, writings. And yo, this virus is crazy. And I'm not trying to, you know, scare anyone. You know, but I think having a healthy dose of what the fuck is going on, questioning within oneself is viable, justified. You know what I'm saying? Because to my observation, I think it only fucks up people that are fuck upable. Yeah, and I said that. It only fucks up people that are fuck upable. And I only say that because I think we've all had it. By now, I think we have all come in contact with it. This thing is so highly contagious. I think we've all had it. And either you are asymptomatic, and if you got tested today for antibodies, I would bet that you have them. And antibodies are what your system generates, what your body generates after you've had a certain virus. I think you've built up antibodies to it if you have not gotten sick. If you've remained healthy throughout this whole ordeal, I'm pretty sure you've had it. But there's not a widespread antibody test that I'm aware of. They're always going for testing, you know, whether you have symptoms or not. But that's not an antibody test, to my knowledge. That's to see if you currently have it, not have had it. So the stats right now are staggering. And I've done other coronavirus episodes, right? And when I first started, this was months ago, I told you that, you know, only a small number of people had it. And I gave some statistics about it. And I compared it to other pandemics. How they've killed 50 and 100 million people. And get granted, we're not close to that. But as far as people that have had it, as of right now, at this moment, just checking a current one of the websites that give these stats, worldwide, 19,272,197 people have contracted the virus. There have been 717,000 1,717,918 deaths, And 12,372,758 people have recovered. So there's that. Now, that's worldwide. Okay, if we break it down by country, it says in the USA there have been over 5 million cases with 162,000 deaths, and 2.5 million have recovered, and there's 2.2 million active cases. Okay, that's what's happening right now. We have the most cases in the world. What is this disease, y'all? Was it bioengineered? Is it natural? Is it something other than that? Because, real talk, we've been social distancing and wearing masks for a long time. And sure, there's those that are still throwing parties and think it's a hoax and they're doing what they do. And most of those groups end up getting infected. You know, somebody gets infected, and of course, then the rest probably were infected because this thing is highly, highly contagious. So what is it? Is it just really a pandemic? Is it on the surface? Is that what it is? Just virus who originated in China? Supposedly, right? What is it? And why won't it go away? Now, if you look in a lot of states, for instance, I live in Texas, right? And he's Republican governor, and he's trying to do, you know, whatever Trump wants and still show some independence. But for a while, they've been opening stuff up. And he said he's going to open up stuff. He's not locking nothing down. And the numbers keep rising. So I believe they have the philosophy, we're just going to let this run through and lose whoever we're going to lose. Because as the current sitting president Trump said yesterday, he said it is what it is. Did you see that interview? Crazy interview. The shit that comes out of this president's mouth, you know, and do you have to respect the man? You got to respect the man that says whatever the fuck he wants, whatever he really feels, right? Even if he's a racist, a bigot, a hater, has no empathy, and a long, long list of seemingly character defects that this person has. But he's true to himself and his base. And he says what seems like whatever the unrehearsed, unscripted, whatever the hell comes off the top of his dome. You know, and he's not quite as old as Joe, but he's in his getting ready to move into mid-70s as well. So there's that. There's that. You know, so they are not trying to really stifle this. The right. The left is trying to stifle it. Wear your mask, social distance, shut stuff down. Let's give some people some money, which I'm all for that. We can shut the whole planet down as far as I'm concerned. I think it'd be great. Let's turn off the lights for like 3 months. Everybody stay home. We got robots. Let the robots deliver food every day. 3 robots, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Patrol the neighborhoods, and everybody stay their ass in their house. Free electricity, free internet, free cable, free satellite for everybody. Nobody gets anything cut off. We just suspend everything. Now, if everybody's in their house and nobody goes anywhere, of course, somebody has to load the robots, right? So there's that. What else can we not stop? Stock market, right? Ooh, what would happen if we shut that down? It's happened. So, yeah, let's shut it down. I'm on that side. I'm with that. Let's do that. Are you with me on that? Or are you going to go stir crazy sitting in your crib? And what about the homeless people, right? Conundrums. Humans on planet Earth. Man, how did we ever make it this far? And how far will we make it? Coronavirus, COVID-19, doesn't seem to be going away. The numbers daily keep going. Now, are you of the school that the more testing we do, of course, their numbers are going to go up? Or are you of the school that we've been testing and it doesn't matter, that this is a true increase in cases that doesn't seem to be subsiding? In some places it does. But we will get through this, y'all. There's no doubt. We will most definitely get through this. So yeah, there's that. And to make matters worse, the bubonic plague is in China now, right? On top of that, we got flu season coming. Wow. Wow. A few months, it'll be cold. People will be wiping their nose. We're going to be all right, though. We've been here before as a planet and as a people. So don't despair. We will make it through this as well. But coronavirus is still going on. And sports is back. Kinda. Right? Sports. I know I said I was going to stay on coronavirus, and this is kinda related. But because Hoop, NBA, they doing their thing in the bubble, right? So far, they've been straight. And a couple players, you know, went to strip clubs. They've been leaving. They've been going. And so far, so good. Golf is starting back up. Soccer back. Baseball is trying to do something and not stop again. But for me, it's the NFL. I love football. I love sports. You know, I like sports. I'm not even going front. I'm not one of them fan dudes. You know what I'm saying? I had club seats out at the Cowboys here since I live in Texas. When they first opened a new stadium for like 3 or 4 years, I got rid of them. But because it was too much of a hassle for me, Jerry, don't be mad at me. But for me, I live about an hour out. You include traffic, even though I had a reserved parking spot. You know what I'm saying? Then it's still the traffic getting out to my parking spot. And then I'm high. I'm drunk. I'm eating food. I'm partying with people in the stands. I'm looking for honeys. You know, we're not looking for honeys, but admiring the honeys. You know what I'm saying? And, I really wasn't paying much attention to the game, to be quite honest with you. And after a few years of that, I was like, yo, why am I going out here? I could watch this joint on a flat screen at the crib, eating some joints, or go to a bar, to my boy's house, or they come over to the crib, you know, whatever. But for me, it's just a much more enjoyable experience at the house, because I've been there, done that, you know. But the NFL and coronavirus, COVID-19 SARS-2, right? How you can't stop that. And if there's one player in the league, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Even if not in the same division, you know, it doesn't matter. Because those are full contact individuals. There's no social distancing. In fact, it's the direct opposite. It's social undistancing. How quickly can I tackle your ass? So, I hope it goes off, though. I hope they find a way. I hope they find a way. And on the NFL tip, or just the football tip, you know, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he's got so much stuff going on, but he bought the XFL. Shout outs to The Rock. Always like what you did, man. Can you smell? But, so if he can keep that in the bubble, maybe they will surpass the NFL. Maybe he'll seize on this opportunity. Maybe that's why he bought the XFL. You know, but it will be very interesting to see if the NFL season does or does not get canceled. Because that's real. That's real. And all the sports. But we have to have the courage to go on, but we need to do it smartly. Smartly. And yes, as I said, I'm an advocate for shutting everything down for 1, 2, 3 months. And I know that's, we're all about money, right? The money. What's going to happen to the money? who's going to get paid and not get paid. Imagine if we just shut everything down. Yeah, I digress, as I usually do. Staying true to the update, and just, I'm going to come back to coronavirus, because there's still more to say about that. So a story broke that the Saudi crown prince was accused of sending assassins to Canada to kill an ex-Saudi official. Yo, I am not trying to get hit. All right, but all I'm saying is, you Saudis, you got some cojones, man. Whew, woof. They do whatever the fuck they want to over in Saudi Arabia. Right? It's crazy, the shit that they do over there. But there's so much to give updates on. Like Jeffrey Epstein's girl. You ain't heard much about her. They kind of killed that. There's so much going on. They couldn't even get to her. You know, but she's still facing it. She is still facing the guillotine. But they can't kill it, right? So they have to do something else. They have to come through with a new strategy. Because they can't just kill her. Yeah. That'd be too obvious, right? Wouldn't it? I think it would. Hey, who am I to say? Right? But this is the Mike's Opinion Show, and I'm Mike, and yeah. So. Did you hear the story of the man in Louisiana who the Supreme Court just upheld his life sentence for stealing 3 pairs of hedge clippers? He got a life sentence. Now, yes, he had plenty of other burglary, 4 or 5 at least, charges and convictions, I think, of stealing. So, dude's a thief, okay? But they're all petty thieves. And the one black, one female, who are the same, one black female justice on the Louisiana Supreme Court, dissented, of course. While the other white males were like, nah, he needs to stay his ass in jail. Right? One of the many, many, many injustices that are out there for black people and brown people. It's ridiculous, and there's nothing anybody can do really for him. But it's gone public, which is why I know about it, because I did not know about it until yesterday. So maybe he'll get a reprieve. Maybe they'll rally around him. Once something comes to the light, then usually we rally. Moving on. Did you have stock in Nintendo? Do you have any shares of Nintendo stock? Because if you do, you're probably smiling right now, because Nintendo has blown the hell up with their Switch system and with the Animal Crossing sales, which is a very funny game about nothing. It's kind of like the Seinfeld of video games. It's about nothing. Nothing at all. Yeah. So, there are plenty of places now you can trade, buy and sell stocks for free, commission free. I am a member of several of them, and I have a small portfolio that I manage myself, and I recommend everybody do it. Everybody do it. Send me an email at MikeSpendingShow.com, and I will send you the links, and we'll both get free shares of stock. But you got to fund your account with $100. So yeah, there's that. So, yo, did you hear about this YouTube dude who, like, the feds, like, raided his crib? Jake Paul, I think is his name, in Arizona. And they just dropped a few charges, but they still investigating his ass. You know, listen, I'll knock nobody's hustle and what they want to do. So, there's that. Just know that there are consequences for all of our actions. Yeah. All of them. Yeah. So I'm going to wrap this up, but I told you I'd come back to coronavirus, and I wanted to save this until last. Because if you listen to a few episodes back, the title of the episode was Stop Killing Our Children. It was about the gun violence against children. Just highly upsetting. If you listen to the episode, I was in my feelings about it. As I am right now about the push, particularly from the right, conservatives, Republicans, but I've seen some Democrats want to open up the schools. I feel some kind of way about it. I think we need to do distance learning. Now, for you guys who have listened to past episodes, for those that have listened to past episodes, you know I already was in a bubble before the pandemic. Okay, I've owned a couple businesses. Wifey helps with the businesses, stays at home. We homeschool our son. And we, frankly, we don't leave the house much. We were in the bubble. We were quarantined before the quarantine and coronavirus even happened. For years. Okay? And no, don't get me wrong. We socialize. There's play dates and family. And we have a life. Okay? But any one of us going out punching 9-to-5s or have a lot of interaction with a lot of people. You know, the daily, weekly routine, we might go to the grocery store twice. And otherwise, we're in the crib and we love and enjoy the hell out of each other. And we're blessed and fortunate and lucky and any other positive word that fits. Okay? But distance learning, the streaming, the educational online learning needs to be it. Nationwide, end of story. And this is why I know some people probably boosted their insurance on their kids. Some people need to get away from kids because some people cannot stand their kids. Some people secretly wish they didn't have their kids. And I know that sounds crazy. Nevertheless, it's true. And even if they don't wish that, they're like, them kids got to get the hell out of here. You know, even if they love and care for their kids, they're like, I can't educate them. I have to go to work. Some people just do not have the option. I get it. But I could never risk my child's life. You know, because I just saw a story yesterday. A 7-year-old in Georgia just died because of the coronavirus. Because of the coronavirus. Directly, not indirectly. So knowing, having raised one successful adult who has given me grandkids and still raising a young one in the single digits as a dad, kids touch everything. Kids lick everything. They put it in their mouth. You know, they share it between them. They cough and sneeze without covering their mouth, their face. Mask or no mask. How you think a mask gonna last the whole school day? Social distancing in school, you can move those desks 10 feet apart. All teachers know. Once one gets a cold, the whole damn school gets the cold. So when you talk about coronavirus, the upcoming flu season, the emergence of bubonic plague in China, which is supposedly where coronavirus came from, shut the schools down. Now. Now. I understand a coward dies 1,000 deaths. A warrior dies but once. We can't hide, right? We can't hide from life. We have to go on and make the sacrifice. And however many kids die, they just die. And I'm saying that thinking that's probably how some of the quote unquote authorities, the people that are making these decisions and pushing to open the schools, this is how they think, right? Let it run its course. It'll make us stronger as a species. But the long-term health effects are yet to be known. We're still in Mysteryville when it comes to this particular virus. Vaccines are being rushed for profit for many of these farmers, for many of these pharmaceutical companies. And until that's introduced, and because it's rushed, I don't even know if I trust it. I don't know if I'm taking no vaccine. And if they make it mandatory, then we got to fight, because you're not sticking nothing in me. I don't give a fuck who you are, government or not, unless I tell you you can. This is my body for the greater good, herd mentality, yada, yada, yada. That's my decision. Fuck sovereign anything. Or what's that time where they take someone's land? Not sovereign immunity. There's a name for it. Oh, eminent domain. You don't have eminent domain over my body. So, some new vaccine, and they're doing trials. I get it. But once it's mass produced and mass dispersed, I don't think so. So, without the vaccine, we just want a social distance, rock mask, and school. In school. Who's making this decision? Because that's just dumb. I don't care who you are. I don't care, you know, claim to be Einstein or any of the brilliant minds, even though some said I have. I did skip a grade at parochial school, but whatever. Mensa, been there, done that. But who's making these decisions? Then we're going to send millions and millions of kids to school, brick and mortar building. And don't think that it's going to be a fucking disaster. A complete, utter, and total catastrophe. Come on, man. I know you parents that support that. You got your reasons. You got your reasons, rather. You have your motives on why you want your child to go back to school. And I've been a kid. I know what it is. Miss your friends. You miss your friends. You miss an environment. Going to school has its advantages socially. We homeschool our son, and we have to make an effort. But man, my son is the most outgoing person ever. So, you know, he's good. He's good. So, we make sure that he has social opportunities. Even though I will admit it is less than going to school every day and seeing the same people every day. We see a lot of the same kids, but not as many as you would see in school. So, that's the downside of homeschooling. But mom and I are home with him every day. And you know, I'm a parent and a friend and a buddy. That's my man right there. You know what I'm saying? And the feeling is mutual. It's reciprocated. And I make sure of that. But the kids just can't go to school right now. Okay? I'm sorry. And a lot of municipalities, cities, and states are encouraging the distance learning at least until September. And then they'll make another decision. But cancel the school year. Let's just get it done. Let's just, you know, set the expectation right now. So these kids know that you're not going to school. Virtual is about it until this thing subsides. The death rate subsides. And we don't just make our kids a science experiment. I feel very strongly about that. And for those who don't, I get it. You have the right to feel how you feel. Even though I may not agree with it. That's one of the reasons, was one of the problems wrong with our society right now. Nobody can disagree peacefully and still respect the person as a human with the right to their own thoughts and opinions. If you disagree, you're canceled. It's a wrap. You're done. So, I wanted to definitely chime in on that. we can still educate our children remotely. Isn't it the future inevitably anyway? Everything else is. Malls are dying. Stores are dying. Everything is going online. Everything. Okay? So, if it's not a desktop, it's definitely an app for that. I assure you. I got some apps coming, y'all. I'll tell you about them later. But, yeah. So, I really do appreciate you listening. For anybody that's listened and followed me thus far, my podcast is only 4 months old. You know, barely that. Let me see. Yeah, 4 months old. 4 months old. And I want to hear from you. I'd also like your support. So find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You want to email me directly, it's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Again, that's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. You don't have to write none of this down or remember it. All you have to do is look in the show notes of wherever you're listening to this. And all the contact information is there. Let me know how you feel. How you feel about this. And I may read some of your comments on air. You know, so keep that in mind that, you know, if you don't want me to say your first name or your last name or, you know, where you're from or anything like that, just let me know if you remember to do that. But chime in, mikesopinionshow.com. Let me know how you feel about it. Do you think the kids should go to school? Do you think we should risk our children en masse? Because if it spreads through schools, if the COVID-19 coronavirus spreads through schools and we make a mistake on this, it's going to be beyond tragic. And if we lose generations of youth, it's going to devastate us as a country, as a people. We need those people, those young people, to be alive and thrive. They are what's next. So, why risk it? Why risk it? Again, thank you for listening. Please like, share, support, follow, all of that. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google, you know, the list goes on and on. Shoot me a friend request. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I'm all over the place. Reluctantly. But I'm out there. So, I'm Mike. And this has been the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.